Hello, 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 my sisters out there. Thank you for tuning into the podcast of Let's Talk with a Good Doctor. Today we're going to talk about moving from intention to inception. You see, my sisters, if the road to hell is paved with good intentions, then the road to heaven is paved with relentless faith. And faith requires the prenatal care of our dreams. Faith requires for us to nourish our dreams so that we can make our dreams realities, so that we won't continue to be just dream makers. We gotta stop feeding the dragon slayers. We have to slay those dragons, not feed them, until they become concrete. You see, there are perhaps millions of people who are sitting on their couch tonight, today, and they're saying, I'm gonna do it this time. I'm gonna make it happen this time. I'm gonna get my finances together this time. You see, they'll do it when their finances are perfect, when their children are perfectly grown and stable, when they have achieved seniority on their job or some other fantastic life marker. But I just want to stop by today on this podcast to let you know that your life will never, ever be perfect. Yes, I said what I said. Your life, my life, will never be perfect. So what are you waiting for? Parts of it will be at times. Yes, there will be some times when it will be perfect. But you will always be juggling. You will always be adjusting in some area of your life, my sisters. So you're going to have to get up off the couch. Put your stilettos back on. You're going to have to step away and stop being a couch sitter. Someone that is waiting for that single perfect day, for that just the right moment to begin living your dream. What are you waiting for? Are you going to choose to live your dream every day? If you just take the first step, every day will not feel dreamy. Every day will not feel great. Every day won't even feel peachy. Some days it's going to feel like hell. Some days are going to feel like a pure nightmare. But if you never, ever get off your intentions, your vision, your dream for your life may never become reality. Why? Because you're sitting there on your couch and you're letting doubt creep into your mind. But you have to have enough faith, my sisters. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in what God has spoken into your life? God knows you. He knows what He's put together. He knows what your heart is. Believe in God and believe in yourself and know that together, the two of you can do anything. You got to increase your capacity to receive what is destined to happen if you just believe. If you can see the invisible, if you can see what others see, then you can do the impossible, my sisters. You may have to stretch yourself. You may have to enlarge your circle of associates and friends. You may have to expose yourself beyond the comfort zone. You may have to speak life into your own life. Even when you're that person that's sitting on the couch that doesn't want to say much, you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to stretch yourself. Because it's going to be worth it in the long run. Understanding the connection of the instinct, my sisters, with purpose to give birth to your destiny. is so important in this life, in the life of every individual, every person. When I say every person, I mean every person has a destiny to fulfill. And it is essential to craft an environment, put people around you that facilitate the fulfillment of your destiny. You got to first go inside. You have to draw internally. You see, in the account of the creation recorded in the Bible, I was so fascinated by the line that most people overlook. It says that God created every living thing with a seed inside of itself. Wow! Did you hear that? God created every living thing with a seed inside of itself. Isn't that how all of life is formed? It recreates from what already exists from within. The seed to achieve comes from the divine thoughtfulness of God, who has pre-wired us to produce greatness. He's given everything that we need. He's put it inside of us. Your creativity, my sister, it is within you. Your peace, my sister, it is in you. The power, it's inside of you. But you got to dig beneath your surface and start locating your own core of potential, not someone else's. It's time out that we stop being who God has called us to be because we're afraid of hurting someone else. It's time out for us to keep saying yes when we really want to say, hell no, I don't want to do that. But we got to look outside of ourselves for comfort. You can't keep looking outside of ourselves for comfort, for happiness, or fulfillment. You may look at a new job and you may think that that new job is going to make you feel successful. You may think that that new job is going to make you worthy. You believe that that relationship that you're in will bring you a sense of fulfillment, will give you something that you haven't had in your life, a purpose in your life. You buy a new car, a new house, some new shoes, thinking all that stuff will impress others and increase your social standing. Not so, my sisters, not so. All of these things are wonderful, but all of them depend on people or conditions that are outside of you. Nothing outside of you can make you who you are. You know why? It's already in you. God has already planted in you all of the materials that you need to shape your destiny into reality. You already have what you need. You already have the vision for your life. It is a God-given vision. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it. So I want you to think about this week. Think about the fact that since God created the world, nothing new has been created. Many, many devices have been invented, but nothing has been created. Everything that humankind has developed came from what God already had put on this earth, my sister. Every invention, every modern convenience that we enjoy was already created out of the resources that are already on this earth. Someone simply had the vision just to bring it into reality. So I want to encourage you this year, in 2022, to steer towards your destiny. Steer towards your destiny, my sisters. Take the direction of your own destiny and watch how you transform your lives when we turn our minds into what God has given us. Stop limiting yourself. when you operate only on intellectual, psychological level and refuse to pay attention to the spiritual inclinations residing where? Inside of you. So turn your mind to education. Yes, turn your mind to education. But somewhere along the line, stop and look. Look at what God has given you. Look at what God has already given, what He's already placed inside of you. Until next time, my sisters, until next time, steer towards your destiny. Your mind may guide you in what you do, but your heart affirms your passion to do it, and that leads you to resolve the why of your life. Until next time, know that I'm standing in the gap for my sisters that cannot stand for themselves. Thank you for tuning into the podcast of Let's Talk with the Good Doctor. Let me keep empowering you, my sisters. Let me keep steering you towards your destiny. And let us win together. Until next time. Until next time.